أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته And welcome back to Ramadan Reflections for this the 17th day of the month of Ramadan And as we get closer and closer in these latter days of the month of Ramadan we realize that the Layali al-Qadr, the nights of Qadr, the nights of power and grandeur are going to be slowly be upon us And so we have to also realize that the month of Ramadan is also drawing to a close and that if we have not yet been able to attain any level of proximity to God, that we try to do so within these last days and nights that are fast approaching upon us. Today in discussion of this theme of Ramadan Reflections, we want to look at the topic of predicting possible problems in our management, in our institutions, in our business, in our life in general. But before we go to the verse, what we'd like to mention and to reflect upon before we listen and read this verse for today, is the fact that many times, if not every time, things are not always as we want them to be. Right? We plan, and Allah plans, and as we know in the Quran, God tells us that God is the best of planners. You and I can do whatever it is to achieve a result in something, but guess what? If it is not meant to be, if God does not want that for you and I, that thing will not come to fruition, it will not come to pass. How many times have we seen that we're at work and we've done everything it is that we could do to seal a deal, to get that contract signed, to finish a project on time, and some unforeseen issue comes up and it completely side rails everything that we wanted to accomplish in that time that we had allotted to it. So we have to realize that we ultimately are not in charge of our own destiny. That is not to say that we believe in predestination and that God has preordained every single action that we will do, the good and the bad, the good actions and the sins. No, we don't believe that. We don't have that understanding of God in our understanding of Islam as taught by the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. But we do realize that ultimately everything is in the metaphorical hands of God to happen within our lives. With that said, let us go to the verse for today. A brief reflection on it and also a contemporary understanding of how it fits with our understanding and our own day-to-day life today. Allah says the following in the Quran.
قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي قَتَلْتُ مِنْهُمْ نَفْسًا فَأَخَافُ أَن يَقْتُلُونَ
Moses said, Lord, I have killed a man from their people and I am afraid that they in turn will kill me. This verse, which comes to us from chapter number 28, Surah Al-Qasas, speaks about Prophet Moses, peace be upon him. And obviously much of the Quran, there is a lot in the Quran about Prophet Moses and various stages and aspects of his mission. But the portion today, basically, which I want to just reflect upon very briefly from the historical perspective and then draw a contemporary conclusion from, is the fact that Moses, when he was deputed as the messenger of God, the prophet of God, he had a bit of a past to him. Not a negative past in the sense that he did a sin, God forbid, because we as Muslims believe that prophets are immaculate, they are sinless. No prophet of God, no one who is ever sent directly by God as a Nabi, as a Rasul, as an Imam, they are not individuals who sin, who make mistakes, who have lapses of judgment, who commit blunders or slips or flaws. Their record is immaculate from birth until death. They don't make mistakes. They don't even do things accidentally wrong. But what ended up happening in the history of this revelation, of this passage, is that Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, had killed somebody. Now, there's obviously a history behind that event. What happened? How did it happen? What were the circumstances? I don't want to go into that because that would detract from the main theme for today. But suffice it to mention that he kills an individual and he knows he's not guilty. He's not a murderer. He's not, he hasn't committed a sin. But he knows that the people around him will use that action of his to point as at being a blemish on his character, on his record. And so when he spoke these words that, he thought that because him killing this person would weigh negatively upon him, and he's now being appointed to prophethood by God, to the children of Israel, he fears that that act of him killing that person will now come back and haunt him, It's a skeleton in the closet, so to speak. And so he tells God, he goes, I think that that act might be a bit of a problem because people will look at me as a murderer, as a killer, and they might not accept me as your prophet because, you know, prophets have a clean slate, so to speak. And obviously God comforts him. He reminds him, don't worry about it. Everything's okay. Take it easy. We'll deal with that situation. No problems. The point of the story is that Prophet Moses was predicting a possible problem that may come up in the future. He realized that people might not look at him in the same light because of his past, of his history. And so he just wanted to put it out there that, look, I've done something which people may feel to be wrong. Obviously, from our perspective, it wasn't wrong, but he was thinking in that light. But he was saying, you know what, God, I might have done something wrong. These people might not accept me. But he was putting it out there for people to know that, look, you know, that there is this skeleton in my closet. When we look at our own day-to-day life, how does this verse fit with what we know, what we do? Well, simply put, you know, it's important for us, if we take on a new task, a new responsibility at work, in our religious centers, at home, and if we know we have some barrier, some impediment, there may be something that would prevent us from maybe attaining success in that particular task that we have been assigned to do, that we should let our superiors know about it. It may be something very trivial, but you know what? It's better to let them know before you jump into something. This can be for any matter, any number of issues. You know, it could be somebody who has a phobia about a particular thing. It could be somebody who, let's say, has been tasked with delivering a presentation to a group of senior, business partners in a team. And maybe that person who's been asked to give the presentation, maybe they have a fear of public speaking, but they don't want to tell their manager that, you know what, I'm scared to speak in public because they're embarrassed or ashamed about it. It's better to let them know that you have this phobia or you have this fear or you have this challenge in life that you have not yet been able to overcome, rather than to throw yourself into a situation and then are not able to deliver what you have been asked to deliver, right? So we have to realize that beforehand we should predict all possible problems that may arise when we're in a certain situation and try to mitigate those problems beforehand, rather than having to, you know, deal with it later on at a time where maybe it's a bit too late to deal with that situation at hand. Moral of the story is that just as Prophet Moses let, you know, God know, although God knows everything, that he'd killed somebody, and that might be something that people would hold against him, that we too, when we are put in a task, in a situation, and we have something that we think may be a barrier or impediment to people accepting us, that we let them know beforehand, and that we try and mitigate the situation as much as possible beforehand to be successful in the future. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.